What would you think if tortures and killings in Chad happened in America?
The widespread insecurity in eastern Chad had particularly severe consequences for women, who suffered grave human rights abuses, including rape, during attacks on villages. Jeanette Narabai was pregnant at age 20 with her first child, all while being tortured and raped by Habre soldiers. In 2008, Chad is ranked among the 7 least developed countries in the world.
In June 2008, after a night of terror in a refugee camp for Darfur refugees in Chad, a group of courageous women living there decided to speak out. They created a document that has come to be called the Ferchar Manifesto. One of these refugees states,
"We want you to bring the issue to the attention of the outside world. We are in the camp. We have no freedom. You people don't realize we are desperate."
One of the interviewers states the problems in Chad.
There was a group of 7 women who were Sudanese refugees who had been charged with prostitution.
These were girls from 13 to 30 years old. The men in the camp decided to make an example to restore morality. And one night when they were back from the town, they rounded them all up and they bound them. Dozens of men took shifts beating them with whips and sticks. This was very public. The whole camp heard this. And the next morning when we came into the camp, our refugee staff came to us and said there was torture in the camp last night. Women were tortured.
Although there are very few solutions, women widely report instances of domestic violence. While this is against the law, police have seldom been helpful and women have few legal options.
The international community should work harder to resolve the conflicts. Human rights abuse, the violence that are causing displacement. Tackling the root causes should be a priority for this administration.
If basic human rights are not secured, including the rights to protection from return to persecution, refugees will continue to die, suffer, and struggle to rebuild their lives.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about human rights issues in Chad.